Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Sex and a Single Girl blog. My name is Jaylana Stevette, the author, and I am excited to be bringing you this season, season one, and this is episode 19. Wow. So I am very, very excited to bring this series to you. It is my baby. It is my brainchild. And it's a way to just bring you a little bit of entertainment here. So let's just get right into it. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette and also on my author page at Jaylana Stevette, the author, where I have all of my updates available for you, upcoming events, what's going on, what's new, what's fresh, and what's hot out there. You can also follow me on Instagram at Jaylana _ Stevette. Well, I keep it nice and hot. You can also follow me at Twitter at JStevette, where I also keep it hotter there. You can also purchase my book at www.jaylanastevette.com. It's Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, Urban Erotica at its finest. It's available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and anywhere that books are sold. Ah, yes, yes. So, back to the blog. Where we left off, Jaylana had just had the final straw. Well, I kind of fast-forwarded it a little bit, just a few weeks into the future, and she's talking to her girlfriends about the fact that after she met Big, she's encountered so many African men. So African men, I guess, are a little bit different. So we're going to just dive right into that. So why is she meeting so many African men? Oh, my goodness. So without further ado, let's get started on the Sex and the Single Girl blog. Why am I meeting so many African men? Part one. As I begin to look over my dating potentials over the past few weeks, I begin to get a little depressed. I had gotten Jaquan out of my life as of recently, and I was ready for some action. The fact was, my phone seemed to be a little bit dry, with the exception of, one, Mr. Big, who was beginning to be a bit possessive as of late, two, a few men from the past who seemed to want to have quick one-nighters at my expense and on their time, and three, the creepy weirdos in my social media inboxes. With those being my primary options, a girl could go stir crazy. The dry phone outside of Big, however, was turning out to be a positive because I spent a lot of time reassessing my life, my career, and where I wanted to be. In the midst of this phenomenon, I had been able to pick up a few stray numbers and conversations, which on the surface appeared to be regular blue-collared African-American men. You know, with names like Adam, Sam, and James. When they open their mouths to speak, however, the truth is revealed. They are African. Why am I meeting so many African men? Don't get me wrong. Big is African, but his vibe isn't stereotypical for the most part. And that brings me to this question. Can black women get over the stereotypes surrounding African men? I wanted to test this theory a bit, but I knew I had to tread lightly, as from everything I had heard, African men could be on the persistent side. So I decided to call one of my girlfriends, considering she used to date one. Hey, Keisha. Girl, I met this African man the other day. Run like hell, bitch. Click. She hung up the phone. Well, that didn't go too well. I called back. Did you just hang up on me? No, girl, I mean it. Run like hell. They are possessive, jealous, and stalkerish. They also talk down to American women. That's not what you want, girlfriend. But you're just like me. A hard head makes a soft ass, so you'll figure it out in your own way. I figured since Keisha was one of my oldest friends with the most amount of experience in the dating pool, that she would know what she was talking about. Keisha was an equal opportunity lover. No race, creed, or sex was off limits with her. So, for her to say avoid African men, I knew there was something to it. I wasn't sold, however, on our conversation alone, and I didn't want to be outright biased. So, I reached out to Tammy because she used to be married to one. Sort of. Hey, sissy, how's it going? Not too bad. You know I'm out here in these streets, but not really. I totally feel that, sissy. We both know ain't nothing really in them streets, but hey. Now, Tammy is a free spirit. She was married to a Somalian man in his tradition and had 3 kids. Her divorce was as simple as him deciding to put her away, and just like that, she became a single mom. Now, don't cry for her, Argentina, because her story is not a tragedy. Tammy left that situation, met an amazing guy, climbed the corporate ladder, and has been in a relationship ever since. Now, Tammy and her new guy have a blended family without a ring. They both agreed it would work better that way. With long-term relationships come long-term issues, sometimes, but that's another story for another day. So, Tammy, I've been meeting an interesting pool of men lately. African men. Should I run? Not necessarily. All Africans are not created equal. But I will say, be careful, sissy. Most of the time, what is seen as aggression from American women is simply persistence in their culture. That shit is annoying, though. Yes, it sure can be, but once you have a cultural understanding, it should get easier if African men are the route you're going to take. Okay, so I know that Big is an African. You mentioned a couple things about him, right? Yes, like his need to always know what I'm doing at every exact moment. But when I mention that he is insecure or possibly jealous or possessive, he denies it. Then there's this running joke about me having other men. What, sis? Yeah. So, when he asks me about my day or what I'm doing or anything else, he also mentions, he always likes to mention that I'm spending time with someone else. Like, especially if I'm not in his presence, he says shit like, "So, did you call your man today?" Then he says he's joking and accused me of not knowing how to relax. Well, if he said it more than once, in my opinion, he meant it. You know the men in that culture are a little different. And that's why I came to you. So, what about all things African? Girl, stop it. Well, I mean, you did have a life with one. Okay, so I get that, but what is it that you want to ask me? Okay, so is it true that they are aggressive and overly possessive? I mean, again, what we consider aggression may just be their cultural difference. Okay, so that being said then, let me tell you about Adam. Adam? Okay, so that's an American name. So he must be Christian and not Muslim, correct? Yeah, girl. He told me in a conversation that his name was written in the Book of Life. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, one of those. So how did you meet him, Jay? In that instance, Kamara called in. I joined her with my call to Tammy. Hey, girl. Hey, mamacita. I got Tammy on the phone, too. I was just telling her about all these African men I've been meeting. Okay, so I knew about Big, but who else, girl? Okay, so there is Adam and Saki. Saki? Okay, sis, you gotta spill everything and start with Adam. A week after I met Big, I started meeting more African men. They seemed to be coming out of the woodwork. it was like a portal was open, and I had a sign on my forehead that said, "Africans, you are welcome here." Since meeting Big, I had met 5 different African men, 2 more worth mentioning, and 1 I had met in a bar where I had a great conversation with that immediately went south. I enjoyed my conversation with Big, and I thought that meeting other African men would provide me with more insight on him, who was my main interest. Plus, I wanted to see if all African men were created equal, which I was finding out quickly were not. The men I was meeting came from all parts of Africa and only had a couple of things in common. They love Black American women, and they were loaded. I only know this because for some reason, African men seem to think flaunting their money is a way to get a woman's attention. Oh, it definitely is a conversation starter, but there has to be more than that. Wealthy men require stipulations that the poor have no idea of. Just like the rest of the Africans, Adam had no problem letting me know his importance. I met Adam by chance. I was taking out my garbage and he stopped to ask for directions. Adam had a friend who had just moved into the neighborhood and he was lost. I provided directions to his friend's house and he provided me with his phone number because, of course, he found me attractive. Okay. And what turned him off about that? I mean, what turned you off about that? Kamara. Yeah, get to the book of life. Huh? Anywho, y'all. So, Adam turns out to be a devout, supposedly African Christian. Supposedly. So, tell me, Jay, what is it that you do? Well, I'm a writer. Oh, that sounds sexy. You are a beautiful woman. Jay, I think I'm in love with you. You got to be kidding me. We just met, Adam. But I know. You have a beautiful body, and I want to make you my wife. It is not good for man to be alone. Did you just quote scripture to me? I absolutely cannot. Oh, really? What do you mean? Are you not a Christian? I know Christ, yes. But how is that even relevant to our conversation right now? Jay, you are beautiful. You are amazing. I love you. But this is relevant because my woman has to be Christian woman. My name is written in the book of life, and hers will be too. Well, nigga, I ain't no Christian. Oh, really? Really, Jay? Oh, it's okay. You have beautiful body, and I love you. We can make it work. Bitch, what did I just listen to? And did you really say, nigga, I ain't no Christian? You petty as fuck. I thought it would take him off of my trail, but he's still calling me. I want to purposely invite Jaquan over and have him come over. That way, if he sees another man, he can move the fuck on. Don't do that. I agree with Kamara, Jay. You'll open a whole other can of worms there. Nah, Tammy, I think he'll leave me alone. I disagree, sissy. He's African. It's gonna be more like this. What? You cheat on me with African American men? I kill you. I kill him. I kill you both. I see y'all got jokes about this shit, huh? It is pretty hilarious. I agree, Kamara. I am quite tickled. That's because y'all some petty bitches. Okay, sissy. We're done. So let's move on to what's his name? Siki Rafiki Saki. Saki to me, Saki. Oh, this should be interesting. More like no Saki to me and leave me alone. Girl, you are crazy. Well, I sure can't wait to hear this.